Thank you for calling Bank of Carta. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from California. I assume that you're on the East Coast somewhere, right?
Oh, no. I'm actually down here in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Where are you calling from?
That's funny. I'm calling from Chula Vista.
Okay. Well, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you were local.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go over. We've been in business for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And we're having hard times right now. We're a little behind on a couple, payments and stuff.
Okay.
And we're looking. Well, let me just tell you what's going on. We've been getting different loans, three loans already with the one that we have right now.
Uh-huh.
From
okay.
This merchant company called, what's the name of this company? It's, something about found. Strategy found.
Mm-hmm.
And they want it's part of our merchant service for the credit cards and stuff.
So they pull in like a percentage off your credit cards every day.
Yeah, and it's 20% every day, and that's it's been killing us because we're talking about $4,000 or $5,000 a month that they take in.
Uh huh.
But that's daily, So that kind of hurts our cash flow.
Right. Right.
But right now we're not like. Way behind, but we are we need about $10,000 to put it into some advertising and a couple payments that we have with the state board equalization.
Okay, so just like just some operational capital is basically what you're looking for.
Yeah, and it's not like a lot.
Right.
And
right.
And there's another company from New York that calls us that that.
On deck.
They was going to take over the loan that we have, that we had and stuff. But they asked me for all the paperwork, and that's why I'm letting you in advance. What our problem is.
Okay.
We have like few bounce checks for the last month or so.
Okay.
And I don't want to go over the paperwork because it was like 3 days back and forth. Send me this, send me that, and then at the end she's like, the name is National Business Capital. That's the company that turned us down.
Uh huh.
And the other one, the one that we have currently, they say they can send us, but they do the kind of tricky stuff. Like they say they give us like $30,000, then they take out the $19,000 that we owe, and then they give us $10,000, but they charge us interest over that.
Right. Right.
That's loan, So it's kind of like it's very tricky, and we ended up. Like last, the third loan that we did, we ended up paying like $12,000 in interest.
Holy cow. Over what kind of period?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's whatever time takes because they take 20% every day.
Okay. Do they give you like a projection?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did they give you, because I've seen the contracts for those in the past. There's normally like a projection of when they think that it's going to end. When you're paid up, did they give you any sort of?
Well, they say about 4 months.
So
like
4 months.
Right now, we got the loan in April.
Uh huh.
But like I say, most of the loan was to pay off the previous loan.
Right. So just like an never-ending cycle.
So that they put interest over interest because that whatever we owed them by then it was pretty much the interest of the second loan.
Yeah. So
I realized that until we actually signed everything. Oh, shoot.
It's too late.
I can send you the statement for that.
Okay.
So that's our problem right now. And like I say, and this last company, National Business, they say that I have to be in business for at least two years.
Okay.
So I've been year and a half already.
So that's...
Anywhere.
Yeah, that's not an issue with us, your time in business. A couple concerns, though. So you have two loans out currently. What does
one loan.
Okay. So what is the cash flow look like for the business? The program that we have that I think that could help you potentially is called a working capital loan. And what that is based off of the last year's sales. Do you know what you did in sales last year?
Yeah, we did $241,000. Something like that, about $250,000.
Okay. So based upon that, we could make available anywhere. I know
but
you
right now, we're doubling the sales. If I send you the reports,
uh-huh.
since January, we've been doubling sales every month.
Okay.
Well, this year we're going to hit the half a million.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's exciting.
Yeah. The problem is that right after Mother's Day, our business went down, and with this loan and this and that. And mm-hmm. We've been dragging like $10,000-$15,000 since we opened.
Yeah.
Because we start from scratch. You know, we're not millionaires. You know, we start.
Yeah.
From, my savings and my business partner's savings. And I have some equipment, and we opened the restaurant, and then we've been buying equipment and buying this, little by little.
So what kind of restaurant do you guys have? What kind of restaurant
do
you guys
have? It's kind of like Steakhouse. It's right downtown Chula Vista.
Oh, nice. What's the name of it?
Right on H and Broadway. Yeah. Called Center Cut Steakhouse by Gourmet San Diego.
I might have to come by there one of these days.
Yeah, please. I have the best cut. I've been a chef for for a long time, over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Nice. I've been running some steakhouses like, the butcher shop, all those.
Yeah, yeah. Over in, over right by La Mesa over there.
There is one in Kearney Mesa. I worked there for about 5 years. And
okay.
I also work on the one here in Chula Vista.
Nice, nice. So let me ask you this. Did you receive a mailer from us? Is that why you're reaching out to us?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a reservation code on there that you could give me that I can pull up your file?
It's 2311-0401-0419-0019-0019-9297.
If you just hold on 1 second, let me pull up your file here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I have the contact is Rebecca Rodriguez.
That's correct. That's everything. It's, when the time comes, she's going to. I usually take over, this part of the business, and then once I think, it's something that we want to do, then I just hand it out to her to make sure, we have good deals and stuff.
Okay, okay.
She's here too, so.
Gotcha, gotcha. Is there a good phone number that I can reach you back out onto in case we get disconnected?
Yeah,
619-850-6455. Gotcha. Okay.
My name is Ramon.
Okay. Just 1 second. My computer is just being slow today. I apologize.
No problem. Everything's slow since last month.
Seriously. Okay. and then so I just want to confirm a little bit of information with you. Are you guys located on 534 Broadway?
That's correct.
Okay, and then the how the organization is set up? Is it an S corp, an LLC, a C corp, a partnership?
No, it's sole proprietor.
Okay, sole proprietor. Okay, and then is there a good email address in case I need to send you out any information?
Yeah, it's Ray R A Y.
Okay.
91950.
91950
@gmail.com.
@gmail, okay. Oh, that one's there. .com, okay. So what you received, was an offer for funding. We have a multitude of programs, and you have told me what you're looking to do. I just wanted to give you a little feedback on how our program works. Again, it's based off of cash flow. It is kind of similar to those other loans that you have. We do have daily payments that it's not merchant cash, though. It would be drawn from your account weekly and monthly payments. Typically, our first-time customers, they start out with the daily payment, and then they can work their way up to a weekly payment. And once we've established some history, typically our loans go from 6 to 18 months. I have seen them go for 2 years. And again, they're short-term loans, used to, for operational capital to like kind of get like a bridge loan in case you're trying to pay something off and you're going to get paid back for it. And those type of reasons, I'm just concerned that this may put you, potentially in a not a good place if you were to bring on that $10,000 and that they're drawing from your account every day.
Is there any way you guys can do weekly?
We could. How would you rate your credit currently, your personal credit?
Our personal credit, it's average. It's not, it's not that bad. And
maybe like mid 600s, thereabouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I can do, Ray, is
but like I said, we, per We got the first loan last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in the first loan was I think it was $10,000.
Okay.
We paid that off, and then we got another one after that.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid that off with another loan, of course.
Yeah, and then it starts like a vicious cycle.
And then
almost.
Now we've been like right now we since April. Yesterday I checked, and we already pay about $12,000 in 2.5 months.
Okay. The one thing that I could think of that
we're
could
going
do
fast, but we still owe like 19.
Yeah, yeah. The one thing I could do is we might be able to do like a second position loan for you for that $10,000. But I'm not sure if it's going to be the good fit for you. It's be very simple to see what we could do for you, though. We just have a one-page application. We would look at some bank statements, tax return, and then if you could send the contract of the loan that you have current, then I could get that over to our underwriting, and they can put something together to see if it would be a good fit for the business, you know, not create a burden for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's daily, I mean, I definitely not interested because it's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Weekly, you know, we can come up with the money, and we know how much you guys are going to take.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. Majority of our first-time customers, it is a daily payment, a micro payment mm-hmm. of what it would be monthly. So basically, it's 21 payments Monday through Friday, and no holidays, no weekends. So
what is the interest rate?
See that's the tough part is I can't. You know, give you those answers until we see what kind of term it would turn out to be. We do need to look again at personal credit and then cash flow of the business for me to give you an accurate answer. I don't want to throw some numbers out there and be totally way off
okay. And
give you false expectations.
So you want to email me all the paperwork and stuff that I need, and then
certainly.
I can just move, you know. Okay.
Absolutely. I could put that together for you in about 5-10 minutes here. I will put my contact information on there as well. So if you have any questions whatsoever, you can always reach back out to me. And my name is Zach.
Okay, Zach.
Yeah,
right,
and then
so I'll wait for that, and then I'll fill up everything and send you whatever information you need, and we'll just move from there.
It sounds good. And you know, usually once I receive that information, get it over to underwriting, we can have some sort of offer for you, at least feedback within 24 hours. So it's a pretty quick process.
Okay.
Okay,
sounds
Ray?
Good.
Yeah, I appreciate your time today. And keep your eyes peeled for that email, all right?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.